The following paid program is furnished by Gun Talk Radio. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. WPRO presents Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Join host Daria Bruno right now to talk about the latest news from the firearms industry, safety, shooting, ammo, optics, gun rights, and politics, both local and national. Daria talks guns and takes your calls. Call her now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Daria Bruno.
And good afternoon and welcome to Lock, Stock, and Daria, Stick to Your Guns Radio, all part of the Great American Gun Project. I'm Daria Bruno. We are live today, this Memorial Day weekend. Thank you so much for joining us. If you'd like to give us a call, the lines are open, and we have Crystal Adams today, who's joining us in the studios. You might know her from doing a show with John Laughlin for many, many nights, evenings, until Mr. Gress showed up.
And Saturdays.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He is on, well,
regularly, yes, Saturdays.
I would get to hear him for about an hour before I was over at the other place doing my show. So we kind of competed with one another, actually.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that's over.
Me too. I love John Laughlin's awesome. And thank you for inviting me on his show when he was on for one of his last shows at night.
No problem. Nice. It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. So Crystal is filling Ed's shoes today, and Richard August, a.k.a. 6 Hour, is joining us as well on this, it's actually Memorial Day's tomorrow, but it is Memorial Day weekend, yep. And again, we've got these cloudy skies outside of our plush but not overly ostentatious Lock, Stock, and Daria studios. And how are you?
I'm fine. Pleasure to be here again this fine Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's always great to have you here, Richard.
Pleasure to be here.
All right. So a couple things that, first of all, I want to ask you how your weekend is going and if you have any big plans, cookouts, anything, attending memorials. I think you were at Boots on the Ground.
Yep. We actually helped set up Boots on the Ground, which is taking a place at Roger Williams Park at the Temple to Music. The display will be open to the public free of charge through Monday, which is Memorial Day. This week, obviously, the weather was terrible, but there was volunteers spending hundreds of hours setting up nearly 7,000 boots and putting a flag in each boot. And on each boot is a plastic card that has a picture of the fallen warrior and his name or her name, where they were, what unit they were with, and then a brief description of how they lost their life. The 29 KIAs who have Rhode Island connections and their names are inscribed on the Garden of Heroes at the State House, their boots are displayed in a circle in front of the Temple to Music with a Rhode Island flag in the middle. And again, there's a little placard attached to each one. It's pretty moving when you see that field of flags and boots, each boot representing a man or a woman who made the ultimate sacrifice since 9/11. It has a heck of an impact. Channel 10 did a little documentary thing on it. They flew a drone over it last year, and they produced a little presentation because, Thursday night, the Operation Stand Down Rhode Island, who is really the prime driver behind Boots on the Ground, put on they called it the Gold Star Gala at the Crown Plaza. And it was
I saw some pictures of that on Facebook.
Yep, and it was a black tie optional, and it was very moving. It included cocktail hour and some presentations. One of the presentations, my wife and three of the other Gold Star mothers participated in. That was quite moving. And then we had a meal and dancing and so forth. So it was a full night. And then the next day we had a ceremony at 9:30 where the Rhode Island families actually placed the boots of their loved one in that circle, and it was rainy and miserable. But it didn't change the agenda 1 minute. And so tonight at 6:30, the 88th Army Band, the Rhode Island National Guard, called the Governor's Own, is going to perform a concert of patriotic music at the Temple to Music. Free to, you can bring a blanket, you can bring a picnic if you want, bring your kids there. And the 88th Army Band is really good. They they put on a heck of a show, so it is free to the public, and that will be the kind of the crowning event. And then Monday the boots are there, and then hopefully they'll be dry by Tuesday so we can start to pick them up and store them.
Right.
Yeah.
Where do all the boots come from?
Well, actually, this is the second year that this has been put on. D. Quattro, who used to be the producer of Helen Glover, you might know.
Yeah, I remember D. I worked with her a few times.
Yep. D is now the communications director and the chief fundraiser for Operation Stand Down Rhode Island. She just completed law school.
I saw that.
Yep.
I saw that
and
on
she's
Facebook.
Be taking
congratulations, D, if you're listening.
Yeah. And congratulations indeed. She did it at night.
Yeah.
And she and her fiancé, who's a Marine veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan from the 28th Marines, hoorah, they are kind of got this idea. And last year we put this thing on the first time. And Meryl Lorza, there was a rather long presentation on Memorial Day. And Meryl Lorza said, the city of Providence has no official Memorial Day event. So he proclaimed that Boots on the Ground would be the official city event. So we put it on again this year. The idea is Dee and her fiancé David would really like to take this on the road to other states, which would be a heck of an undertaking.
It would.
But it is very moving and very impressive. And the boots came from the Veterans Administration, because that was one of the questions. Where are we going to get all the boots?
Right.
Well, they are actually the obsolete black leather boots. So they had them.
Tons of them?
Yeah. And so last year they donated all
the
boots.
So what are these, like overruns?
They just don't use them. They're surplus. The Army doesn't even issue them.
Yep.
But so they found them in some warehouse.
Okay.
And none of them were laced. So they had to be laced so they would stand up properly. And literally people, their hands were bleeding from lacing these things, you know, thousands of boots.
Wow.
Last year.
How many boots were on the ground?
There's just under 7,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
They had a lot of volunteers for this.
Yep. And people came out, and I mean, it was just incredible. And today, this year, I was actually amazed at the number of people that were coming down. Schools were coming down with classes to help.
Good.
Yeah, so it takes a lot of work, but it's really something if people want to see this. It's a moving experience.
And it's tonight at, well, the concert is tonight at
6:30
at the Temple to Music.
Yep.
And then the viewing will go on through tomorrow. Memorial Day.
Yep.
And then Tuesday they'll start picking up the boots.
If they're wet, we may have to wait until Wednesday. But
yeah.
And I want to say one thing. The traffic pattern, at Roger Williams Park is changing. Meryl Lorza and the Parks Department has decided to make the road a rotary road one way. So if you come in from Park Avenue, that entrance, you'll see a sign at the entrance that says Temple to Music, turn right. If you do that, you got to go way around the park. So right now, you can actually still turn left. You can turn left, and it's a heck of a lot closer to get to Temple to Music. So just kind of keep that in mind, folks.
Excellent. That's great. Thanks for all your work with that, Richard, too.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just want to remind people that we have a women's tactical handgun class coming up. And this is going to be a fun, interactive, skill-based class where you're going to be doing a lot of high-level shooting. And it's not like high-level shooting, I should say. It's a lot of shooting. So if you're used to just going to a range and just shooting within a bay at targets, at paper targets, this is going to be a little bit different. And we're encouraging you to bring 400 rounds with you for this class. So that means you're going to be shooting more than probably you do on a day-to-day basis.
Year-to-year basis for some people.
Year-to-year basis for definitely. That's about my daily limit.
You're an exception to the rule.
I am an exception to the rule. And if you already have the basics of target shooting, then this definitely is your next move. There's not another class like this offered in the area. This is for the woman who wants to increase her basic shooting skills and learn the realities of concealed carry. Now, a concealed carry permit is not required for this class. However, if you have one, we highly suggest that you take this class. you have a concealed carry permit, don't you want to know what you're doing? Don't you want to know how to draw from that concealment? And this is going to get you thinking about all of this. This is a really great class. It's highly interactive. It's highly fun. And definitely, if you've got the basics down, I kid you not, this is your next move. Okay, so I'm teaming up with On Target Training, Seth Wish, and Brad Gaudette. Actually, Brad Gaudette is going to be there. I believe that Seth is going to be somewhere else, but you still have two great instructors with you, even if I say so myself.
Oh, I can vouch for Seth, and I know I've heard of Brad, so this is top-notch talent.
And I'll be there, too.
And again, double the pleasure.
It's going to be a great class. Your knowledge of basic gun safety and gun handling is definitely a prerequisite. So this is not a basic class. If you've never picked up a firearm before, go to my website, iHeartGuns.com, and you can take a basic pistol class with me, an introduction to pistol and revolvers, and that'll be your first move before you do this. But this class is coming up this coming Saturday, so we want to be sure that you've got all the safety down first before you come to this class. We're going to be reviewing everything, but the date on that is June 3rd, rain or shine, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. We're going to practice some shooting from behind cover, some technical considerations when carrying a sidearm for self-defense, the pros and cons of a small concealed carry gun versus a mid-size or a full-size pistol. We're going to work on your marksmanship, firearm safety, weapons manipulation, shooting and moving, proper storage. We'll talk about that. The best holster for you, what will be good. Women have different issues. Okay, I'm going to be bringing out a whole bunch of my holsters, too, that are pretty much not working. And I mean that because, you know, they try to sell women a lot of different things that they don't sell men, because we have other issues like bra holsters, garter holsters, all kinds of funky holsters that I have spent a lot of money buying and trying, and they just don't seem to work. They're not practical. So I'll bring out a couple of those, and you can see the ones that maybe you'd like, ones that you don't like. We're asking that you bring 400 rounds of ammunition, your eye and ear protection, a serviceable handgun, 3 magazines or speed loaders for your handgun. And it's all day, so you're going to need food, snacks, and water, too. There will be a porta potty there, so we've taken care of that. The cost for this is $150. It's going to be at Chambry Arms, and that's in Exeter, Rhode Island, at 332 South County Trail in Exeter. It's a really nice range, and we'll have everything there set up for you. It's a great class. If you want to get involved in this class, you can give me a call. My number is 401-441-0111. You can call or text to that, or you can send a deposit through PayPal to Daria Chase, that's C-H-A-S-E, like the bank, only not as rich. So DariaChase@gmail.com. A $50 deposit will hold your spot, and it's coming up this coming Saturday. It's going to be a great day.
So someone who has gone to like one ladies' night, do you think that would prepare them for this, or is it a little bit step above that?
I think it's a little bit of a step above that. I think if they felt comfortable at that one ladies' night and they were not frightened and they had a great time and they were actually hitting the target multiple times at that 7-yard range and they felt pretty comfortable, like, yeah, I really enjoy this, then I think the attitude would bring them along pretty quickly and they could do this. They could definitely handle it. But if they feel like, oh, no, I wouldn't be ready for that, certainly not to draw from a holster at this point. But you'd be surprised at some of the women that progress very, very rapidly through this. And mentally, they might feel like, hey, you know, I think I'm ready for this. We're going to be watching everybody.
Especially
like
if they have a concealed carry permit, then if you're going to carry concealed, folks, you got to know how to draw from a holster.
Yeah, you do.
This is not like at the range where the gun is on the table.
On the table. That's why we offer this class. It's completely different than shooting in. It is a controlled environment, but it's not as controlled as the range is, because you're shooting in your own individual port. You're going to be standing right next to other shooters this time. So muzzle control is going to be of premier importance, making sure that you've got all the safety down and you're not flagging people. You're not waving your your gun in front of people. And we've got our eyes and ears all over our head. We're going to be sure of that. We're going to go over all the safety stuff before we even get you on the range. But that's a lot of shooting to do, and we really think that you'll enjoy it. So, again, it's coming up this coming Saturday, June 3rd. And you can get in touch with me, Daria Bruno, 401-441-0111. We're going to be right back and taking your calls at 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. It's News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO.
Now back to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
So my imagination, was that a quick break?
It was a quick break. Okay. It was. But that's good. I mean, more time for us, right?
Yes,
this
yes.
is Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to your guns radio, all part of the Great American Gun Project. I'm Daria Bruno. Crystal Adams is answering the phone today. She's in for Remington. And the phone number, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Feel free to give us a call. We'll just open up our lines today. We are going to get on a couple of topics here, but we want you to just, if you have a question, just ask it, okay? Anything maybe about concealed carry. There's always tons of questions about that because it's such a convoluted process in Rhode Island that we have to go through. There's a dual permitting process. You can either go through the AG's office, you can go through your town, then what happens if you have an anti-chief that doesn't want to issue? You know, can you go through another town? You get a Utah thing and then apply somewhere else. So it gets a little convoluted. If you have any questions about concealed carry, then give us a call. And actually, we have Steve on the line in Coventry right now. So let's take Steve's call. Steve, good afternoon. Happy Memorial Day, and welcome to Lock, Stock, and Daria.
Happy Memorial Day, Daria. Listen, I wanted to say thank you. We had a great time at last week's Guns and Cars class.
Oh, you liked it?
Oh, it was a hoot. I heard Lewis on the radio, but I was on call, and I got called in about 5 minutes into your show. And missed the rest. I've got to listen to catch it on the podcast, but I definitely wanted to give you a compliment. I've shot with you for a while, but it's the first time I've taken a class. Which I enjoyed it. You and Seth have your act together, and like I said, I've taken classes at SIG. I've taken them all over, and you definitely deserve a real compliment for it. We're looking forward to part two.
Yes, and we are going to be running a part two, but before we do part two, we're actually going to be running another part one, and that's going to be coming up. I'm going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. So, Steve, just out of curiosity, what were some of the takeaways from the class for you in particular?
Well, the best thing they taught me, quite honestly, was you taught me how to get out of the car and get rid of the damn seatbelt.
Yeah.
That was worth the price of admission alone.
Yes.
That was big. You always hear, don't hide behind the sheet metal. And, yeah, you really showed us that that's not a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And Lewis and I had a lot of fun sitting in the car and shooting through the windshield. That was a hoot.
Yeah, that was. And I was actually kind of surprised. I got to do a little bit of that shooting with Seth the day before, and I got to shoot out two of the side windows, which was fun, but we left the windshields intact because we wanted to leave that for you guys to do. So I really didn't have any knowledge of what that would be like other than, watching YouTube videos and actually seeing it in person and how, shooting from outside to in, there's not much deflection, but inside out, wow, was that an eye-opener.
Oh, you're not kidding. You're not kidding. It also started out with my Nano, and I pretty soon said, nah, I want more rounds.
Yeah, say that again. I didn't hear you.
I started out with my Nano, and then pretty soon I went to an M&T. I said, I want more rounds. I had magazine envy.
And I think that one of the best rounds of shooting inside, going outside through the windshield because of the angle of the windshield, I think that the round that was most effective was a .45.
Yeah, I mean, that was impressive.
It was.
The 357 SIG was also.
That was just kind of like, like a machine that went through everything.
Right.
That, Yeah, no, I'm on my Christmas list. It's going to be a 320 and 357 SIG. That's going to be the new carry.
Really, the 357 SIG. Yeah, John was definitely a hit with that caliber.
He's been after me for 9 or 10 months, and I always complain that I'm too cheap to spend the money on the ammo. But if the rubber meets the road, and I got to shoot through a vehicle. I understand why a lot of people that are professionals use that round.
Yeah.
It was great. But no, I'm really looking forward to doing more classes.
Good.
It was good and solid, and I felt bad I was teaching again Saturday or Sunday and missed the rest of the show. But I'll catch it on a podcast tomorrow while I have breakfast. That's usually what we do.
Yep.
But anyway, God bless. Thanks. Looking forward to taking another class.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. Very much. And yeah, you can catch the podcast to any of the shows if you go to my website, www.lsdguns.com or lockstockandaria.com. You can catch the podcast there. And I just want to take the time while Steve was promoting that class and saying what a great time he had. We are running the vehicle, shooting in and out of vehicles 101. Again, it's going to be Saturday, July 8th, 8:30 to 4:30 p.m. So we have our instructors, again, myself, Seth Wish, Brad Gaudette is going to be there. This class is designed to give students the opportunity to shoot in and around and from vehicles. All students are going to be vetted for this class. So this definitely is not a beginner class. Okay, you have to have some basic skills down for sure. This is an intermediate to advanced class that requires students to have a detailed understanding of safety, weapons manipulations, and marksmanship. The fee is $225, a $100 deposit. It is required to hold your space. We're limiting this to 14 slots only. I've got 5 filled. So you do the math. I've got a couple left. If you're going to do this, I'd advise you to get to me quickly. Call or text 401-441-0111. The deposit is $100. You can pay through PayPal to DariaChase@gmail.com. And please indicate the class that you're taking because we are running a couple of classes for this. So basically, some of the things that you're going to learn in this is how to present a firearm toward a threat without flagging you or others in the vehicle. That's a big one. As Steve mentioned, just getting out of the vehicle without getting caught up in your seatbelt, that is a skill in and of itself, which we practice with just dry guns over and over and over, just getting out of the vehicle and kind of getting your bearings after that. We'll show you the deflection caused by the windshield glass and how to address that, the difference between cover and concealment, because really the only place that you can really get true cover behind a vehicle is behind the engine block. That's it. And that's what we demonstrate in the class, is that these rounds go right through doors. They will. I mean,
unlike Hollywood.
It's complete. We will blow every Hollywood myth out the door. Literally, we do. Encouraging you to bring 350 to 500 rounds for this class, a serviceable handgun, a strong side belt holster. Okay, it's got to retain that holster for sure. You don't want something that's going to be flopping around. So if you have a good holster, man, get a good belt. It's imperative for that. Eye and ear protection, of course. Okay, minimum 3 magazines, or you can bring speed loaders if you want to bring a. I had both. I had my handgun and I had a revolver as well. Water, food, snacks, all of that. We're gonna have a porta potty for you. It's an all day event. It's gonna be great. Shooting in and out of vehicles 101. Register at 401-441-0111.
I took the. The last
101. You were there. You were with us.
And I want to just say that Seth Wish is an outstanding instructor, backed up by Daria. And don't think that you're going to go out there and jump in cars and start shooting right away.
No.
The first about 3 hours are spent in safety and also then practicing your presentation skills while your feet are on the ground before you start getting into the car. So it's a real good review. If you've never had tactical training, it's a good review. But even if you've had it and you've been firing at a range for the last 6 months, a year or whatever, you're going to be surprised that you're going to have to reacquire your skills when you start shooting in a tactical situation.
Yep, no kidding. It's completely different. It's an amazing eye-opener. And if you think that it's... easy, you're in for a whole different mindset.
Yeah, especially when you're shooting under the car.
Yeah, under the car at a target that's on the other side. And then shooting through glass is like really intimidating. And that last segment that we did, shooting inside the car to outside through the windshield where it deflects, which we were talking about with Steve, you're getting a mouthful of
powder
from the glass, too. So that's another consideration that you really have to think about. So there's a lot going on. There's more than going on that I think that you would think about if you did not take a class like this.
And you'll see the difference between safety glass and tempered glass.
Mm-hmm.
The front windshield is tempered glass, which means it doesn't really shatter. One bullet through safety glass in the door, the window explodes into little tiny pieces.
Shooting in and out of vehicles, 101, July 8th. It's a Saturday. Sign up soon, 401-441-0111. I like your choice of the Allman Brothers, yeah, because we all know that Greg Allman passed. Yesterday or the day before. Yeah. And what was he, 68?
69.
Yeah. What? Well, I didn't read what happened.
Well, they had been saying that he wasn't doing well. His health wasn't great, so I think it was kind of like one of those things they didn't really let on too much of what was going on with him, but he wasn't in good shape.
Yeah, he had a lot of hard miles on him. What do they say?
Story.
It's not the years, it's the miles.
Yeah,
he had racked up a bunch of miles.
He had a good run, that's for sure. It's sad to see the legends dying off. It really is.
I remember 100 years ago, I saw him at the Arena Club, which used to be, I think it was called 1111 at the time, over on North Main Street, way before your time. And I was in my early 20s, like I said, it was like 100 years ago. He played for 11 minutes. He was so drunk. They had to just say, like, wheel him out in a wheelbarrow.
Now that's rock and roll.
Oh, that's rock and roll, baby. And we were cheering, and we thought it was great.
Hey, why not? Back then, it worked.
Had a few yourself?
No, I never did that, ever.
No, okay.
Okay, on that note, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more Stick to Your Guns Radio. This is Lock, Stock, and Daria on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO.
Now back to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Lock, Stock, and Daria, Stick to Your Guns Radio, all part of the Great American Gun Project. I'm Daria Bruno. Check out the website, lockstockanddaria.com. If you've always wanted to learn how to shoot, there's lots of options for you to take a class and beginner classes there. Also, if you're looking to get a concealed carry permit in Rhode Island, it is a trip because it can get a little bit convoluted. It can get a little bit overwhelming. It can get a little bit daunting. It is a shooting qualification. If your shooting's really not up to par, I can help you with all of that. I can train you. I can help you get up to par to shoot that shooting qualification. I can help you with all the paperwork. I can counsel you and give you good advice as to even where you should apply, because it's a dual permitting system. You can either go through the AG's office. There's reasons why you may or may not want to do that, or you can go through the town that you live in, and you might not be able to go through the town that you live in because you have an anti-chief that doesn't want to give you an application or very stringent in his review process, so I can help you navigate through that whole process. LockStockAndDaria.com or LSDGuns.com, and just poke around, click on stuff, and bring those drop-down menus down. There's lots and lots of stuff to read and look at. Weather today, it's a blend of sun and clouds, but I'm seeing more of a blend of clouds outside of our plush but not overly ostentatious Lock, Stock, and Daria studios. 71 degrees, real feel. 73 degrees.
Oh.
A little muggy out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, let's see, Monday, Memorial Day. Tomorrow, cloudy and cooler. Afternoon rain expected, though, so try to get those cookouts in early.
Most of the parades and stuff are in the morning. So,
Well, that'll be good. You should probably escape the rain then.
Yeah, and 1 o'clock is the ceremony at the Veterans Cemetery, but they have a huge tent set up, so that won't interfere with that either.
And Tuesday, warmer periods of sun, which will be nice, a high of 70 degrees.
Dry out the boots at Roger Williams.
So then we have, let's see, Wednesday, looking ahead a little bit, 78 for Wednesday, 76 for Thursday. Thursday looks like it's going to be probably the best day, mostly sunny and pleasant, and 76. Newport Rifle Junior Team members earn high honors, which is great. Two former Newport Rifle Club Junior Rifle Team members were honored by the Collegiate Rifle Coaches Association for Academic Excellence. Danielle Makusevich, I know her mom, she's been on this show, four times, of Middletown, achieved a 3.6 GPA in her sophomore year at the University of Akron, and the pre-physical therapy program. Great
tough,
major.
Tough program.
Yeah, she'll always have a job when she finishes that. And Joshua Watson of Alabama, who was a member of the junior rifle team while a student at the Naval Academy Prep School in Newport, is now a sophomore at the United States Naval Academy. He has a 3.5 GPA in the school's mechanical engineering program, and this is the second year that both students have received this honor. So look at that.
You know, I want to mention that we have a cadet at the military academy, Jim Manny from Narragansett, who is now a firstie going because the class just graduated. So now he is in his final year, who's doing extremely well on the trap and skeet and clay.
Sporting clays.
I'm going to try to get him to come on when
I would
he's
love
home.
To. I actually talked to his dad, who was captain of the state police.
Major.
Major.
Yep. Ooh. Major Jim Manny.
Didn't mean to give you a demotion. As long as I don't take a mess with your money, right?
That's right.
It's all about what's in that paycheck. But Major, he's retired now, right, from the state police?
Yes, he has.
Nice guy.
He's also the town manager in Narragansett.
Aha. Nice. Good to know people down there in those positions.
Yep.
Now, since the Newport Rifle Club's junior rifle team began in the early 1990s, more than a dozen of its members have received shooting scholarships, some of whom would not have been able to afford college otherwise. So see, there's a lot of great stuff that comes out of shooting. And a lot of stuff, like there's one bill up at the State House that keeps coming back year to year to year. There's a bunch of them. But one in particular is that they don't want to see kids with any ammunition in their vehicles, okay? Or a kid has to be accompanied by an adult to be traveling around with his rifle. So these kids that are 16 years old at this point, they can drive their own cars and everything, that might want to get in their car and go to rifle practice and stuff, this would really impede on them.
Sure.
Because they'd have to have their parents around to do this. Look, it's a different type of society. This isn't the Ward Cleaver 50s sitcom anymore. This is his parents out there that are working 2, 3, 4 jobs just to put food on the table. And it's very difficult. So a lot of times, when the kid does become of age, I remember my daughter. I was working all the time. She was a softball player. She'd drive her car to softball practice. It's like I couldn't always be there to take her all the time. Well, this is the same situation. But see, the moms demand up there. They just want to, at all cost. Ultimately, I think their goal is to just, like Dianne Feinstein, pick them up, Mr. and Mrs. America, get rid of them all.
Yeah.
They don't want to see anything out there. So little by little by little, they whittle away at our rights. So Charlie Hawkins actually said it great the other night. We were at a meeting, and he was there at a federated meeting, and he said, look, every year they take an inch. And at the end of 30 years, they got a yard. They've got I say it a little differently. They take a sliver of our pie. And at the end of 30 years, they're going to have the whole pie. They're going to have it all.
Might not take that long.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right.
We can address that. We're going to talk, about the domestic violence bill. So
we're going to talk about that right now, as a matter of fact. So they had the Moms Demand, it's Bloomberg's organization, Every Town Against Gun Violence. for gun safety. That's right. They changed it. Every town for gun safety. And they merged because the mayors wouldn't like the mayors kept screwing up, okay? And the mayors kept getting caught with guns in airports and beating their wives and taking, you know, getting guns illegally and stuff like that or gun trafficking. So he's like, okay, this isn't working. So what else can we do? So he teamed up with the moms. So Bloomberg heavily funds these organizations. And the Rhode Island Coalition Against Gun Violence, they are also teamed up with the moms and the Bloomberg people. And so they get a lot of money for that. They have paid lobbyists that make a lot of money who are at the State House trying to push their agenda, which they're doing this year. And one of them is the domestic violence bill, which the definition of a domestic misdemeanor is way too broad in this situation. There's not a pro-gun person alive on this planet that I know who would want to see a firearm in the hands of a domestic abuser. Okay, no, we don't want that. But their definitions are so broad that you don't even have to be guilty. You can just be under a protective order and they want all your guns. And the ordeal to get them back, forget it, you're not getting them back. You're not getting them back at any type of condition, or you're going to have to pay dearly to get them back. And so unless that bill is changed, we're not behind it. But by the time it's changed and gets passed, we're not going to be able to see the sub-A. And so we're not going to be able to see the final draft, right?
Right. It's going to pass in some form.
We believe.
Well, I'll bet you right now a meal at your best restaurant against a donut at Dunkin' Donuts, that it's going to some form is going to pass. And as you say, the problem is the bill that has been heard, which is Teresa Tanzi's bill 5510, mm-hmm. in the House Judiciary Committee. It was so apparent that it's poorly drafted, very clumsy, very broad. She kept saying Teresa Tanzi was testifying for 90 minutes. And she kept saying over and over again, that's not the intent of the bill. That's not the intent of the bill. Well, that's what the bill words.
That's right.
Right.
If it becomes a law, then that's the law. Then that is how it'll be followed.
That's right. And so chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Keeble, said, well, basically the instruction was you're going to have to go and rework this. But the problem is the sub-A, as they call it, the amended bill, will probably come out on the very last day of the session.
Right.
And you're never going to hear about it until it's done. And then you're going to look at it and say, oh, that's what's in it. Mm-hmm. Because if it passes the House, it'll be a situation where the majority leader of the Senate, Ruggiero, has already agreed with Mattiello that it's going to go through. Mm-hmm. So the danger that I see is just what you said. This last year, they got a domestic violence bill put through, which was actually written by the Second Amendment Coalition.
That's right.
And we were told, oh, we're proactive, this is great. Well, it dealt with felony domestic abusers. And now, this year, they come back with misdemeanor.
Well, they were emboldened by what happened last year.
Of course.
And it's water under the bridge now, but the bill should never have been written for them.
Yep. And actually, this might be a good time to. I know Linda Finn was at a news conference that.
Yeah, she was.
Jim Hummel was running the news conference, I think.
I think he was, and then Bill Haberman from WPRO.
Oh, Haberman.
Haberman was there.
Yeah.
And I think they just put it on, the moms put it on at the State House. And so we actually have a cut from. If we could play the second cut there, number two, this is Linda Finn.
The NRA is trying to pass what they call reciprocity for concealed carry permit holders, and so we're very concerned about that because Rhode Island has very strict rules and laws, and our police chiefs are able to vet people to allow them to have concealed carry permits, where in other states, really anybody can just walk in and get one, and we're very concerned about that passing and that we're being vulnerable, particularly if they're allowed to carry them on school property.
So that's another one of the bills that the trying to keep guns out of schools. And when she just said, and this is where I think that she contradicts herself, is that we are highly vetted. We have to be vetted by the local police department or the AG's office. And so if we're highly vetted, I'm vetted way more than she is. And I don't know anything about her past. If I have a concealed carry permit, which I do, they've looked at everything. Mm-hmm. They know me inside and out.
Yet
literally. It literally is right. They don't trust trust me to go inside a school. What do I know about any of those moms? If they don't have concealed carry permits, I don't know if they're pedophiles. I don't know if they're domestic abusers. I don't know anything about them. Why should they be allowed to be, to go into a school and be around my children, and I can't go in with my firearm after I've been highly vetted and I'm a responsible, upstanding, non-criminal human being, and I don't know anything about those other people, but
well,
yet they
want
to keep me out. And she just said it. We are vetted. And that's one of the things that really didn't have anything to do with the domestic violence bill. I think that that first cut, if we can play it, if we have time, and then we'll take a break.
But, you know, the thing about the carrying in schools, the question was asked, can you cite one case anywhere in the country where a concealed carry permit holder has gone into a school and opened fire?
Yeah.
They cannot.
They can't. They can't. Let's hear Linda Finn.
We're trying to get guns away from domestic abusers. We're trying to keep guns off school property. Rhode Island's only one of eight states that allows concealed carry permit holders to go on school property, and we want to change that. And we're also trying to just limit the number of rounds in a high-capacity magazine to 10 instead of just unlimited rounds, where they can somebody can buy up to 100.
Somebody can buy up to 100.
Yeah.
I think I can buy more rounds than that at one time. But anyway, see, this is where they really don't understand what they're talking about. They're just words coming out of their mouths.
But
anybody can
points.
Buy up to 100. What does that have to do with rounds in a magazine? That's
yeah,
what
it's
I
like
want
like you're
know.
Not carrying them. They're
right.
back at your house.
They're back at my house. I can buy up to 100, but they're back at my house. And I can buy more than that, by the way.
And I challenge anyone to take
go ahead. I'm
100 round magazine.
Yeah.
And put it in anything and carry it around.
Carry it around.
And,
yeah.
And do you know that the chances of a 100 round magazine jamming is very, very
the
high.
The chances of a 30 round magazine jamming is a lot greater than a 10 round magazine. And they just don't understand. This is what they don't understand. They just see, and this is how they operate. So this year, they're going for the domestic, right? They're already setting up for next year. Then next year, they're like, oh, we just want this. We don't want your guns. My father hunted. If I hear that argument one more time, I'm like so sick of hearing it. And then next year, it'll be they're going to really going to push the speaker to get the school thing going, and then the what was the other the high capacity magazine. And then they'll be after the AR-15 ban and everything.
Right.
It just there's no end to it whatsoever. And if we don't remain diligent and stop this nonsense and stop working for them, we're never going to get anywhere. We're going to lose.
One of the things we have to do is support people running for office who are 2A friendly.
We definitely
and when I say support, I don't just mean vote for them. I mean
work for them.
Get them some money, work for them. And if it's somebody in your district that you know, that's fine. If it's somebody that is in another district running against anti-gun fanatic, and you have a pro-gun candidate, you got to support them.
You do.
You
no
have to
what.
Support them.
Whether they're Republican or Democrat.
Doesn't matter.
You've got to support them. The other thing is the reason why we're allowed to take guns into schools, I believe, is because of Linda Finn's exact words that she said is that we are highly vetted. Okay? Yeah, we're one of eight states, sure, but she's complaining about the other states. Oh, you just walk in and you get it. Well, guess what? They can't take their guns into school. We're highly vetted. We know what we're doing. We're trained, in some cases, better than the cops.
Well, let's see. If we are only one of eight states and that's a reason, how about this? We are only one of three states that requires a waiting period for all firearms purchases.
Right.
Hawaii is 14, California is 10, and Rhode Island is 7 business days. So why don't we do away the waiting period? You know, if we're going to get aligned with the rest of the country, why not get aligned?
There you go. I like it. We're going to be right back with more Stick to Your Guns Radio. This is Lock, Stock, and Daria. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO.
Now back to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
Lock, Stock, and Daria, stick to your guns radio, all part of the Great American Gun Project. I'm Daria Bruno. Check out my website, lockstockanddaria.com or lsdguns.com. And this portion of the show is brought to us by Ocean State Heating Reps in North Kingstown, Rhode Island. No job too big or too small, whether you need equipment, plan, and spec to heat a large commercial building or just to heat your garage. Give Ocean State Heating Reps a call. They've got unbelievably great equipment, and they're gun-friendly, too. Find Ocean State Heating Representatives online at oshvac.com or call 401-295-2828. You got a commercial project going on or stuff going on at your house, they'll take care of you. Paul Connolly up at Bullseye Shooting Supply, long-time sponsor of this show. When I went to him with the idea of the show, he just looked at me. He turned around, grabbed his checkbook, he opened it up, he goes, how much do you want? He thought it was a great idea. He's been with me 7 years now doing sponsoring Lock, Stock, and Daria, and he's got this unbelievable spring sale going on. Ruger, the AR-556. Now, Ruger, I've got one of the Rugers back when they were like, $1,700.
Yeah.
I had to have one as soon as they came out. Well, now, they're normally, this particular model, normally $659.95, which is cheap because of what's going on politically. He's got them on sale for $589.95 for a Ruger. It's a great brand, right?
Oh, yeah.
AR-556, $589.95.
Made in the USA.
Made in the USA. And he has Ruger 1022s with the black synthetic stock for $199. So $200 for this.
Is that AR platform? Is that in 5.56?
That's in 5.56, okay. The AR, yep. And, of course, the Ruger 1022 is a 22. And then the gun that women like the most is the M&P Shield, available in 9 and 40 caliber. $399.95, and that's after a mail-in rebate for $75 from Smith & Wesson. Lots of other great deals, and we're going to be talking about more of the deals going on at Bullseye Shooting Supply. So we're up against it at the top of the hour. We'll be back with more Stick to Your Guns Radio, Lock, Stock, and Daria on WPRO.
The following paid program is furnished by Gun Talk Radio. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. WPRO presents Lock, Stock, and Daria, Gun Talk Radio. Join host Daria Bruno right now to talk about the latest news from the firearms industry, safety, shooting, ammo, optics, gun rights, and politics, both local and national. Daria talks guns and takes your calls. Call her now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Daria Bruno.
Yes, that is us, Lock, Stock, and Daria, Stick to Your Guns Radio. I'm Daria Bruno. Sig Sauer joining me on this Memorial Day weekend. Nice to have you here.
Well, nice to be here. Thank you.
I love when you come in.
Oh, thank
you. It's awesome.
And make me blush.
Yeah, and we're also joined by Crystal Adams, who's actually filling in today for Remington. And Crystal's going to be with us a good portion of June, right? I think every single Sunday except for one.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
A lot of seat time.
Yes. And now let me ask you this. We kind of had a conversation off the air. Actually, you had invited me in to be on the air with John Laughlin on one of his final weeks before Gresh stepped in. And so I started talking to you behind the scenes, and you're a gun girl, too.
Oh, absolutely.
So you weren't playing softball and Barbie dolls?
Mm-hmm.
No?
No. I tried softball for a little bit and everything, but every Sunday I was with my father. We did everything from guns to archery and throwing hatchets and everything. Like, we did it all. We really did. And I learned a lot from him. But that was my sport, you know. And as I was saying to you off the air, this whole bill, like the way it affects kids, that's their sport.
Right. Exactly.
It's terrible.
It is.
It really is.
And I think it's discrimination too.
Yeah.
Most definitely. Yeah.
It's
that's what a kid does. And And even the hunting as well.
Absolutely. So then, but it's, I mean, baseball. If you don't teach a kid not to throw it at some other kid's dome, then, you know, somebody can still get hurt. Same thing with guns. There's safety and there's things that you learn. And, again, cell memory. Those things become, like, you drill it into your head. You never point a weapon, no matter if it's loaded or not loaded at someone. That becomes memory. And you just instinctively will always point it at the ground or downrange or, you know, same thing with baseball. You don't want to throw a baseball at somebody and fire it at them like real fast with the intention of hurting them or in a place that it could hurt them. Mm-hmm. And you have to learn that. And people need to start understanding that there's rules and safety for everything.
It always begins with education. That's
Absolutely.
Where it begins. Now, can you imagine if we tried to institute getting like the Eddie Eagle program mandatory in schools? Eddie Eagle is just the most innocuous program ever. Where it's not promoting guns in any way. All it's doing is promoting gun safety.
Right.
Right? So you see a gun, stop, run away, tell an adult.
Yeah.
Okay, but if we tried to institute that into the schools as part of a gun safety program, can you imagine the backlash that
because
we would get?
Because in that situation, ignorance is bliss.
Right.
That's why to them.
They don't want our kids to know. They don't want them to get educated.
I think it just boils down at this point. They don't want to look stupid when they realize that once you have the knowledge, things are okay.
Exactly.
You know?
Right. That's exactly right. Now, you were quite the little marksman when you were like 9 years old, weren't you?
I was. I remember one specific it was a 3D archery shoot I went to with my father. It was a competition shoot, and I tried to qualify with the Cubs. That's what I was supposed to be, and I overqualified, and they said, well, we got to put her in a different division. So I ended up shooting with the women, and I believe I took home either second or third place in the women's division at, like, 9 years old.
That's amazing.
There's no penalty for overachieving.
That's right. Exactly.
Hey, I was just having fun shooting stuff.
And you know what? Not everybody gets a trophy. I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
And not everybody should get a trophy.
Right. It shows the work, the hard work and
the time
that went into it so you can learn and really be a pro at what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know. There was a thing going on the internet for a while there when they were talking about, you know, basically sharing the wealth. It's like, okay, I make all this money. I got penalized. Now I got to share it with everybody else. It's like, okay, Susie, you've got a 4.0 grade point average, but, you know, it's a schlep in your class over there who parties all the time and doesn't do their homework and doesn't go to class. Well, he's only got a 1.5. Why don't you give him half of your GPA to balance it out, to even it out so he doesn't feel so bad? And she's like, no. What are you talking about? I did all the work. Bingo. There you go.
It's true. It kind of like, not to get like too off topic.
Oh, go ahead.
But like that whole thing with the free college thing, when that ever came out and I heard that all you had to have was a 2.0 grade point average, I'm like, I could have slept through college and got that, and you're just going to hand it out? Are you kidding?
It's, once again, we celebrate mediocrity in this country, you know, because we're all snowflakes. Nobody wants to feel bad.
Hey, I remember when you had anxiety or depression about anything as a kid. Well, not depression so much, but I shouldn't use that word, but anxiety about anything. The adults in your life would say either learn or just get a little bit of a tough skin and earn your place in whatever it is you're doing and realize that you have the confidence in yourself, or just move on. And nowadays it's, oh, you have anxiety? Here, let me put you in a bubble.
Yeah.
What
or
good
pill.
Does that do
Medicaid.
For anyone?
Go to your safe space.
Yeah.
You're safe with it,
like, how does that make you strong?
It doesn't. It doesn't at all. Look, this, you know what my Ritalin was? This right here, the backhand was the Ritalin.
Yep. Sit that butt or I'm going to make it sit.
Yeah. You know? Exactly.
Hey, you get one good one on the backside. It's not like they're beating the heck out of you. You think about it when you sit down. That's all.
This is why I think the society is also medicated, too. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, because they can't deal with the reality. They can't, you know, life
no
is
coping.
About, you will have, no matter what, you're going to have many, many, many failures in your life.
Oh,
you
yeah.
have a lot of great achievement, too. But you're going to learn from your failures. And this is what people, the snowflakes.
That's what makes you stronger.
The ones that are coddled, the trophy, everybody gets a trophy, right? Those kids, they can't learn how to deal with disappointment. They can't deal with failure.
Yeah.
Guess what? Big light bulb, everybody fails,
right.
Okay, is how you deal
hey,
with it.
Hey, Abraham Lincoln, he failed a million times, and look at everything he succeeded at. You know, something like that. It's just people need to start looking at the bigger picture, and it all comes down to, it's as simple as comparing it to a broken bone. You break a bone, what happens? The bone ends up getting stronger because it calcifies over that scar. Let those scars and those mistakes be a lesson, and just don't put another mark where there was one before.
Amen.
That's all.
Amen. I love it. And that's what I preach all the time. It not legislation, education. Mm-hmm. Let's educate.
What I think I've attended a few of your ladies' nights, and it's amazing to me the number of women who come in and they're a little apprehensive. They've never handled a firearm before, and they go out of there with a whole different perspective. Mm-hmm. And they're not afraid anymore, and some of them take up the sport.
They do.
As a result.
I have one instructor, Jessica Ritchie, and she started, I want to say about 4 years ago, she came to a ladies' night over in Westport at the Fall River Rod and Gun Club. That was a very...
great club.
Very far, isn't
That's
it?
My father belonged to that
yes.
club.
Very first time she'd ever shot. And I think it was a little bit on the insistence of her husband that said, you know, you really need to do this, you yeah. know, for your own benefit. And things politically are getting a little scary. And so she came over scared to death. Like, I could tell this isn't going to be her thing. That's what I thought right away. This woman has absolutely embraced it, loved it, kept coming back, okay, kept coming to the ladies' nights. She liked being around the other ladies. Then she started taking private lessons. Then she became an NRA instructor. So she took basic pistol. Then she got her instructor credential. She's taking the RSO, range safety officer, and now she's one of my instructors at ladies' night. She
That's
shows
awesome.
Up religiously and helps me as a woman teaching other women about firearms. Safety, knowledge, accuracy, all of that. Safety
it's important.
And
yeah. That's so cool. Yep. It really is when you can change your mind.
And that's what we do. We just take these women along and show them that it's not what the moms will tell you it's all mm-hmm. about.
It's like ask one of those moms if they've ever fired a gun.
Yeah,
you know.
I think that they're just too close-minded to even take it up, mm-hmm. even just come along and say, you know what, let me see what it's all about.
Yeah.
Let me figure
but
it out.
These are the people that are also taking Nerf guns away from their kids. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Or Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts yeah. in the shape of a gun.
In the shape of an L.
That throwaway.
yeah. Oh, I know. It's nonstop. We just got to wake up, and we just have to keep doing what we're doing on this end, and that's constantly promoting the safety. Education, and the fact that it's not all evil. So, New Jersey is suing Sig Sauer. Sig
really?
Sauer. Did you
oh,
know
my
that?
Goodness.
Have you heard about that?
I have not. Tell me.
I know you're a big fan of Sig's, and I am too. And yep. Sig is definitely, they must be all over their PR department with a huge push and a big campaign, because that's all I'm hearing about nowadays is like the virtue of the Sig Sauer, especially with the now that they got the military contract for the M17 and the 320, which is the convertible gun. So there was once a time, and now I think Sig is actually coming back, but there was once a time when Sig was considered one of the better handgun companies. And in the 1980s, during competition for a new military handgun, the two finalists were Sig Sauer and Beretta. And, of course, we know that Sig didn't get the contract, that even though Beretta prevailed, Sig Sauer was adopted by numerous government agencies, including the FBI, and the FBI was using the 357 Sig. Well, over the past few decades, there has been grumbling in the Sig Sauer fan base about a drop in quality. For example, in 2011, the Dutch police canceled a contract with Sig because the P250, that's the one that you like, right? The P250 DC.
Or the 229. Yeah, 250. We can talk about why I like it.
We'll talk about that after. Okay, it was deemed unsafe. New Jersey State Police have been so unhappy with the Sig Sauer P229 Enhanced Elite Handgun that 3,000 have been returned to Sig, and the state is suing for over $1.5 million for the cost of the handguns, almost $1 million more for the holsters that were bought for the P229s, and the expenses for testing the handguns. You can go online and read about the lawsuit, but basically, you know, they're saying that they had addressed the issue with Sig, and Sig made a couple of attempts but never really solved the problem with these. So finally, Sig offered to replace the P229 Enhanced Elite with the 229 Legacy and provided a timeline to do so. Sig Sauer later notified the New Jersey State Police that they were unable to deliver the handguns within the proposed timeline. And after spending 16 months trying to resolve the failure to extract issue, the New Jersey State Police decided it was time to sue. So that's what they're doing. Yep.
So what are they doing in the meantime? The state troopers in New Jersey aren't carrying?
So I don't know what they're doing. SIG said that this is the statement that they, regarding the New Jersey State Police, is aware of the SIG Sauer Incorporated is aware of the lawsuit recently filed by the state of New Jersey regarding its purchase of the SIG Sauer P229 model handgun by the New Jersey State Police. They selected the P229 handgun as its new duty weapon after conducting an in-depth review and exhaustive testing of available handguns. And apparently they didn't perform like they were supposed to. So they're just addressing this and saying, look, you know, we were working with them on trying to address the problems and fix things, but they've gone ahead with a lawsuit. So we'll see what happens with SIG. I happen to think, I know you, we're going to talk about this, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk about the new P320, which I happen to like a lot. And you like the 250 better? Is that the one that you like?
I like it. Well, I have a 229 with a DAK trigger, right?
Okay.
But I think the advantage of the 250 is that you can get it in .22 caliber compact, but you can convert it to either 9, 40, or 45, and convert the other way, too.
Into all the way up to a 45? Because the 320, you can't. The 45
right.
is a separate. And okay,
correct.
We'll talk about that. We'll be right back. And if you want to get on the line and call us, do you have a P320? You want to talk about its virtues? What caliber do you have it in? Have you tried to convert it to the 40? Have you tried to convert it to 357 SIG? Did you buy it in one of those configurations and convert it to the 9? Let us know. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Taking your calls and News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO.
Now back to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
It's Lock, Stock, and Daria. I'm Daria Bruno. Thanks for joining us. 71 degrees, blend of sun and clouds today. Tomorrow, Memorial Day. Get your picnic or your barbecue started early. Cloudy and cooler. It looks like we're going to have some rain in the afternoon, a high of 60 degrees. And the outlook for Tuesday, warmer periods of sun, a high of 70 degrees. And weather sponsored by Competition Shooting Supplies at 435 Benefit Street in Pawtucket, home of the $25 transfer. See John Francis, nice guy, knowledgeable, connected, can hook you up with just about anything that you're looking for. Competition Shooting Supplies. Well, the Federated Rhode Island Sportsmen's Club's annual banquet is happening. It's Saturday, September 16th, and it's at 6 p.m. I know it seems like it's forever away, but I'm telling you now because these tickets, they sell over well over 300, and they sell out quickly. These tickets will not be available in probably by the end of July or even August because they sell out very quickly. They had a bunch of people that are out there actively selling these tickets. So if you want to go, you better contact Ed Smith at 828-0860 or Nick Grosso at 419-3853. I'm going to be posting this on my Facebook page a little bit later on tonight. My Facebook page, Daria Bruno, is a public page, so you don't have to friend me or anything. I don't even know if you can. I think I have so many friend requests there that they're like Facebook limits that. I didn't know that they did that, but somebody told me that they do. But you'll be able to see all the information on it anyway at my Daria Bruno page. It's the annual banquet, Saturday, September 16th at Kelly Gazzaro, VFW Post at 1418 Plainfield Street in Cranston. It's lemon and wine, baked chicken, and roast beef au jus with mushrooms, family style soup, potato, pasta, vegetable, bread and butter, and coffee.
That's easy to find, too. It's right off of 295. Plainfield is Route 14.
Yeah, and Kelly Gazzaro, that's the one that has Ralph's Kitchen, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And they cater to Ralph's.
They cater, yeah. So the other one is Mike's Kitchen. This one is Ralph's Kitchen.
Yeah,
and the food there is great. I love their snail salad, yummy.
I've never had that.
You should try it. I normally like it sliced. Like, you can get it sliced or chunked. Normally I'm a sliced snail salad girl. But Kelly Gazzaro's, they make a good chunk. So I would opt for a chunk over there, for sure. And their calamari is very good as well. And it's just a great place to hang out.
Yeah.
Really, the food is excellent. Yes. So maybe you can get on board with this, Crystal. Maybe
yeah,
you could, I'll get you a ticket. Would you like to come?
Yeah, check it out.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Good. Again, Ed Smith, 828-0860, Nick Grasso, 419-3853. And this is a critical fundraising. This is their main fundraising event for the year.
They have raffles and stuff there?
They do.
Yes.
Lots of great raffles. And Federated is your voice up at the State House. They are lobbying for you and our gun interests and making sure that none of our rights get infringed on, and they're working hard, and not only for sport shooting but also environmental issues as well. Hunting, they got their finger on the pulse of that, and they were very outspoken with the suppressor bill, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was the other thing. We had Nick Grasso on the show, but when Nick Grasso was on the show, Nick Grasso was speaking as Nick Grasso, because personally he didn't support the bill, and I'm behind him on that one. So another issue for another day. Okay. The Sig Sauer P3, the P250, 50. That's the one that we were talking about, versus the P320, which is the new one, which the military is going to. Yes.
Okay. So the 320, the advantage of the 320 is that you can, the trigger is the part that has a serial number, the trigger assembly. So you can actually change from different grip sizes, mm-hmm. so that a smaller, a woman with a smaller hand,
right.
as opposed to Shaquille O'Neal, is going to need
right.
the big thing, right? So, and it's a great, great piece of hardware, no question about it. The military has vetted it. The 250, I think the advantage is it's very similar. It comes in three sizes, a full size, 4.7-inch barrel, a compact, which is 3.9, and a subcompact, which is a 3.6-inch barrel. If you get the compact model, you can get it in 22 long rifle. It's practice on the cheap. But you can upgrade that to either a 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, or 45. So obviously, you can also buy it the bigger caliber
and
get
down.
The conversion kit and convert it down,
right.
so you can practice on the cheap. And then, I mean, it's the same gun,
right?
And the same trigger assembly, so everything's going to be the same, but you can practice a heck of a lot cheaper. Especially, you know, when you get up, if you're going to get a 45, 9mm ammunition is, you know, pretty reasonable. I think Seth Wish was very informative when he said, I guess I looked on his website when he talked about how he now chooses the 9 over the 40, which he used to carry.
Right. He likes the 9mm, and he's really getting into the Legion, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's the brand new one.
Right, right. He really likes that gun a lot. And he has it. He let me shoot it when we were down at Chambry Arms prepping for the vehicle shoot. And then one of my clients had it as well. I love what I like about that is I like the, it really feels like it fits in your hand. And I think for a woman, it underneath the tang is kind of, or the grip, safe. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no grip safety on it, but underneath, like that beaver tail,
yep.
It's carved in a little bit more, so that
yes.
your hand can really get way up underneath and snug under that beaver tail,
yep.
so that you really get a nice hold on that gun and really get your mitts around it.
Yep.
And I really like that. I like the texture of the grip. I like it. I like the look of the finish that they put on it. I think that's really nice. And it's a great shooting gun. The trigger right out of the box is spectacular.
Yeah.
Really.
And the Legion, of course, is basically an enhanced P226,
mm-hmm.
which has been around for ages.
Right, right.
And they also, in that same 226 frame, make what they call the Enhanced Elite, which has even a more pronounced, what do they call that thing?
The beaver tail.
Beaver tail, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is comes with the night lights and night sights, short reset trigger, and the slide features elite engraving. So, it's a little enhanced. Has the front accessory rail. And
isn't
those
it great?
Are
money can buy anything, right?
Yeah.
just keep adding on, ka-ching, ka-ching. Ooh, I like that. I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And Powerball is up to $320 million.
Yeah. I mean, typically when I get a gun, I'm pretty much, if I've vetted it and I like it, I'm pretty much going to leave everything that the way that it is. But some of the older guns that I bought, now that I'm, you know, you're a different shooter. If you're shooting a lot and you're practicing more, you realize kind of what we'll do by realizing what we'll not do. So I have done some enhancements on some of my guns, and I like doing that, actually. And whereas before I was kind of old school, just kind of left it alone and was of the mindset that, oh, it's a poor workman who blames his tools. You should be able to pick up any gun and shoot it well. Well,
no.
That's not necessarily always the case. There are definite differences in different handguns and fit, and I tell women in this, especially all the time, that fit definitely counts for something, no doubt. Well, that's why the Target guns, you know, they have customized grips. You can get handmade custom grips to fit your particular hand and yours alone. It all counts. It all adds up to more accurate shooting.
Yes,
you just have to get into it, and you have to, figure it out for yourself, like what's working for you by what's not working.
Yeah, I mean, going to the elite trap shooters, for example, they're going to drop $5,000 on their gun.
Absolutely. Think nothing of it.
Yep.
Yep. All right, we're going to take another break. Looking for your calls, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. You got the SIG P320. What do you think about it? What caliber did you buy it in? Let us know. If you got the 250, let us know what you think about that. You've got one of the 229s, the 226s. Or any handgun that you prefer. Give us a call, 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We'll be right back with more. Stick to Your Guns Radio, Lock, Stock, and Daria on WPRO.
Now back to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
It is Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to Your Guns Radio. All part of the Great American Gun Project. And this portion of Lock, Stock, and Daria is sponsored by Susan T. Perkins. If you've been arrested or are under investigation for a criminal offense in Rhode Island, Mass., or Connecticut, remember that no criminal case is too challenging for Rhode Island criminal defense lawyer Susan T. Perkins. Perkins has the experience that you need to get the best results in the courtroom. They understand that if you're stressed, and Susan Perkins wants to do everything that she can to help you in this difficult time. Rhode Island criminal defense attorney Perkins will work for you to thoroughly investigate your case and will leave no stone unturned. She's an incredible negotiator, too. Might not even make it to court. Hopefully she'll get you off before. Yeah, exactly. We're going to turn your microphone on. There you are. There she is. Yep.
Yeah.
Now I can hear you.
Okay.
Okay. Call Susan T. Perkins, 401 Perkins, or SusanTPerkins.com. She's a gun girl, too.
I was going to say.
Yeah, everything is pink. Pink, pink, pink. She's got she's got the pink guns. Well, yeah, it's really
good. Thank God she's a lawyer on that one.
And she can shoot them, too.
There you go, that a girl.
You don't want to be that person that shows up with the pink gun and then you can't shoot it.
That's that pink hat club mentality.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's not talk about it. That's a whole other thing. Yeah, I got my pink gun, and guess what? I can shoot it. I can shoot my pink stuff. So, Crystal, you just pointed out this new gun. I wonder if any of our listeners has had a chance to check this one out. The Taurus Spectrum. We were just looking
very
at
pretty.
This. There's a video. I need to watch it online. But the Taurus Spectrum, the first ever 380 auto-equipped with soft-touch panels seamlessly integrated into the grip and slide. Game-changing design, awe-inspiring aesthetics, countless color combinations. You went on and looked at those colors.
I did. Every color you can imagine. And there's like pairs where you can do, you know, say you like purple, which that's my choice over pink, usually.
Over magenta?
Oh, yeah. Well, hot pink is cool. I'll deal with that. But that bubblegum stuff, no thanks.
You don't like it?
Not usually.
You don't care for it.
I'm a purple girl. But, yeah, they had, like, you could do black and purple, teal and purple, like, whatever you want. It's insane.
Introducing the Taurus Spectrum, a groundbreaking new micro pistol designed, engineered, and manufactured in the U.S. Its breakthrough design completely reimagines the concealed carry experience, delivering better comfort, better responsiveness, and better control. Ergonomics, bridging design with ergonomics. The Taurus Spectrum is truly an exceptional blend of comfort and functionality. Unique contours enable the hand to naturally conform to the firearm, providing a more secure grip It has an extended magazine, ergonomically contoured to fit your hand, provides a natural point of aim and a confident user experience, has soft edges, allow the gun to be quickly drawn, and with no snag points. Reversible magazine release. Yes, they thought of the lefties. We know it's not a left-handed world, folks, and tourists didn't leave you behind. Adds greater versatility for right or left-handed shooters. Recoil management. Soft-touch proprietary polymers are used to improve grip retention in wet or dry conditions, providing a stable, firm grip and maximizing comfort. Slide racking. That's always an issue for women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Traditional slide serrations are replaced with a stylish design that allows the fingers to engage indentations on the slide, providing positive contact points for enhanced traction, minimizing short strokes while racking and enhancing safety. Soft touch material enhances traction and creates a comfortable manipulation when chambering around. The trigger. Safe, long, and smooth 7 to 9 pound trigger offers the crisp release common to a striker fire system. Unique to Taurus, this true double-action-only trigger system features a non-energized striker with no precock or preload applied, ensuring no contact between the sear and striker. For additional safety, the Taurus Spectrum comes equipped with a striker block, providing peace of mind for everyday carry in case you drop it. Mm. Right? Takedown. Keeping safety in mind, the trigger does not have to be pulled to disassemble the gun. That's nice. You know, a lot of people with the Glocks started shooting their fingers with that, having to squeeze the trigger for the takedown. Takedown requires only one turn on the takedown pin, separating the slide assembly from the frame. That must have been the thing that you saw in there, that little thing on the side.
But all their pistols do have a little safety lock that, you know, once you put it in there, you're, like if your kid picks it up, it's not, you can't shoot it. But that's interesting. Remember when we did Dick's Pick back in the other show?
Yeah.
We had the Taurus Curve. Do you remember that? Which was curved to fit a woman's hip or something?
Susan Perkins has one of those.
Really?
Yes.
That was the weirdest looking thing.
It is the strangest, weirdest gun.
Talk about shooting around corners.
I know.
It comes with a clip. Not a magazine.
Right.
Okay, it does come with a magazine, but it has a clip on the side that you can clip into your pants.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can wear it, like, just clip or into a pocket.
Right.
So it clips, like, over your belt, so it's in the waistband or in a pocket or in a cargo pocket or something. This little clip that just, you don't need a holster for it.
Yeah.
It just comes automatically with the clip, and it's curved for your body design. Yeah, if you're a right-handed shooter.
Pretty
cool. I was going to say, but if you're a lefty, you're out of luck.
I think, it wouldn't really work on the other side. Yeah, exactly. But the one thing that I don't like about that gun is that it's got a super short barrel. You got to be right up close and personal. It's not that accurate from any type of distance. And the trigger's very, very heavy.
Really?
Yeah. But, I mean, if it's a carry gun, you don't want to have a hair trigger, that's for sure. And that's why they're promoting the 7 to 9. And in some states, like New York, those guns can't show up. They can't be unloaded out of the trucks without a 12-pound trigger squeeze.
Is that right?
That's crazy. That's nuts. New York is like that. Mass, I think, has...
California probably is.
Mass, it has to be a certain poundage as well. I think later, like, once you buy it, you can go ahead and lighten it up a little bit. But I think if you sell it back to the gun shop or they're going to resell it, they have to put it back to the factory. Something massive. It's so convoluted. It really is. It's unbelievable. So, yeah.
We're headed that way.
It's interesting. Now, I have a story about Michigan, and we'll talk about them next. But some of these states are going the exact opposite that we're going. But as long as we have, you know, the Moms Demand here and the anti-coalition, the anti-gun coalition, and they've got all of this money flowing in, we're either going to have to get our acts together or they're just going to run roughshod all over us.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about where moms get their money. Michael Bloomberg is the 7th. Wealthiest man in the world.
Yeah, I know.
And moms, the other side, Rhode Island Coalition Against Gun Violence, The big money man locally is Alan Hassenfeld.
Yes, yes, Hasbro.
And Hasbro Foundation. Now he's retired.
Right.
But the other one is the Meredith Corporation out of Boston is the genesis of Rhode Island Coalition because Jerry Belair works for Meredith Corporation. And Meredith Corporation brags about their anti-gun stance.
Now, I heard a rumor that they fired him. They got
Could
rid of him as a lobbyist, Jerry Belair. He's a lobbyist for a bunch of different organizations, though.
I don't know.
The Moms was just one of them. But I wasn't up at the State House. I had some ladies' nights to attend to during the past couple of legislative sessions. And did you see him up there this time around?
I was in the overflow room, and he sure wasn't in there. He may have been in with got in there early with the Moms. I didn't see him out in the hallway.
I don't know. Hey, we have another 5-state concealed carry class coming up, and I want to give you the who, what, where, why, when the 411 on that when we come back. 5-state concealed carry class. This will allow you to carry your firearm in about 33 states. So let me give you the scoop on that next after we take a quick break on WPRO. This is Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to your guns radio, all part of the Great American Gun Project. 99.7 FM and 630 AM WPRO.
Now back to Lock, Stock, and Daria. Gun Talk Radio. Call Daria now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO.
It is Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to your guns radio, all part of the Great American Gun Project. So you can go to my website because I'm on it right now, www.lsdguns.com, or we just shortened it for you. You can go to lockstockandaria.com and spell all of that out, or just abbreviate lsdguns.com. And across the top is a menu. It says home, about, classes. If you just hit the classes and just hover, a whole big drop-down menu in pink comes on, and just go to the second one down. It's Rhode Island. Under Rhode Island Concealed Carry. It's 5-state concealed carry permit clashes. Click on that little baby there, and this is what's going on. Okay, Massachusetts, Maine, Florida, Utah, Virginia, and we'll give you the information about how to apply for a Curio and Relics federal firearms license. You'll be able to apply. We give you the credentials to apply to every single one of those permits. Now, keep in mind that you do need your home state, which is Rhode Island, if you live in Rhode Island, to apply to Massachusetts. Now, I know we have people to listen from all over, so if you're in Mass and you want to get an LTC in Mass, you can take the Massachusetts portion of this only. Obviously, you don't need a Rhode Island because you live in Mass, but if you are living in Rhode Island, you need Rhode Island before you can apply to Mass. But you'll be out the door with applying to Maine, Florida, Utah, and Virginia in this one class, okay? And we'll give you the credentials to apply. We'll provide everything that you need. Even in the case of Utah, we even give you the fingerprints and the photographs as well. Those photographs are good for Florida and Maine and Virginia. So we'll give you plenty to apply to use for those applications as well. The cost of the training is $225 for all 5 permit certifications. It's actually in 2 sessions because we have to go through some Utah law, and we have to cover 4 hours required for Massachusetts and also for Utah as well. And basically, that's home firearm safety. It's 2 days, June 10th and June 11th. Okay, you must be able to attend both sessions if you're going to complete the entire course. Like I said, I can break it up for you. If you want Mass only, you just have to come on that Saturday. If you want Utah only, you only have to come on that Saturday. And it's a reduced fee as well. You can find all of this on my website. So on Saturday, it's 10 to 4, and it's at the Sporting Shop, 87 Kingstown Road, Wyoming, Rhode Island. You'll be able to see that new range being built down there, 150-yard indoor range. It's going to be spectacular. And then Sunday night is at Mid-State Gun Range, and that's 5 to 8 p.m. at Mid-State Gun Range at 1200 Tioga Avenue
in Coventry, Rhode Island.
So you do the classroom work on Saturday, mm-hmm. and then you go to do the range work on Sunday.
Yeah, you do the range work on Sunday, and also on Sunday. Sunday's kind of a, not only will be bringing you into the range, but we're also going to help you. You just bring all of your applications with you, and we'll make sure everything is buttoned up. We'll even have a notary there to notarize your stuff as well. So it'll work out great. We'll help you. If you have any questions, that way we can kind of deal with you on an individual basis and help you with your applications if you have any questions about that. So it's a great class. We cover a lot of material. Some of the stuff will be redundant if you're already a shooter or you've already taken some basic classes. Now, as far as the shooting qualification goes, we get a lot of questions about that because a lot of people assume it's like Rhode Island. Well, do I have to shoot with the caliber that I want to carry up to? No. So you can just do this with a .22. Basically, the shooting qualification is the same. If you've ever taken the NRA basic pistol class, it's the same. You shoot with a .22, and it's very simple. It's 25 rounds. I'm sorry, 25 feet, 20 rounds at an 8-inch target, and you have to get 10 out of 20 on that plate. Are on that target. It's pretty easy to do, but basically what we're looking for, this isn't a learn-to-shoot class. We're just looking to see that you can handle a firearm safely and accurately and that you can unbox it appropriately. You can take the lock off without pointing it in an unsafe direction, that you don't point it at anybody, that you're handling it properly and that it looks like you know what you're doing, that you've shot before. Because if you're thinking about carrying a gun, you know, this is just the stuff that's a basic that we're looking for. So be prepared to do that in this class. If you want to get in on this class, you can go to my website, check it out, or you can PayPal to Daria Chase at gmail.com, a $45 deposit, or you can give me a call, 401-441-0111. Just text, and I definitely will get right back to you on that.
Crystal, would you throw another log on the fire?
Yeah.
It's about 55 in
it's
here.
Great. You know, you guys making ice cubes in there?
We were complaining before. Apparently when Gresh got here, he's the big kahuna, right? So it used to be like a sauna in here. Mm-hmm. You know, they had the fans going.
Oh, yeah, that's how it gets in here.
I remember hearing Dan York on the air complaining because he had to run a fan in here and his papers were flying all over the place and he was getting all upset. It was hilarious. And I felt it. Pain. I mean, I know what it's like because I have 100 papers in front of me, too. And if they all flew off, we'd be playing a boatload of commercials while I'm picking them all up, trying to get my act together, going, put on Stairway to Heaven. Right. You know, hey, Jude.
Everybody now, just sing along.
Hotel California, the long version.
The bathroom songs.
We need like an 8-minute Led Zeppelin song stat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right now, you could probably hang a side of beef in here.
You could.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. It's one degree. One extreme or the other. You're like Antarctica or the Sahara.
But it says, I'm looking at the floor.
Think
yeah, that's for the floor unit.
That's for the floor
unit. If you're not cold enough, you can turn that one on.
Yeah, okay.
That's the floor unit with that big thing going
yeah.
up?
Yeah. Yeah, that's that it. One's the floor unit, and then the ones that are currently on is like the regular building system.
Yeah.
Well, they did a good job fixing it. I mean, it's a little. I mean, if they wanted to cool it down, they mission accomplished.
Yeah. Now mission getting it to go back to the middle a little.
Yeah, it'll be scraping the ice off of the monitors.
You don't want to come in here with an unpadded bra.
No, because you would have no need for a weapon. You could just stab somebody at that point.
Okay, we're going to the PG version, folks.
Oh,
God, dear.
That's awesome.
Are you getting into glass etching?
I love her.
I know.
She's the best, isn't she?
I know.
She's phenomenal. Okay, we talked about, we teased what was going on in Michigan. They're all wearing padded bras in Michigan.
That's right, because it's cold there.
Fur-lined.
Yeah. In the winter,
especially. For the woman that has everything, right? What do you want for your birthday? Well, I already got 4 pythons. How about a fur-lined bra?
Yeah, keep me toasty in the winter, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So Michigan's House of Representatives is considering a bill that would abolish a concealed carry permit. So there's another one.
Yep. Constitutional carry.
Yeah.
Because the bad guys don't care.
They don't. They're going to put it in their pocket and walk around and note to moms, if you don't address the crime problem, you're always going to have a gun problem because these people do not follow the law. So go ahead and enact law after law after law. The only thing you're gonna continue to do is make us all outlaws.
Yeah. My favorite meme that went around the internet for a while was a picture of Sam Elliott. And it said, if you think that criminals are actually going to go out and obey the law, you're a special kind of stupid.
Sam Elliott, of course, the actor with a very deep voice who plays a lot of Western characters, right? Mm-hmm. With handlebar mustache.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes. MemeMaker.com.
He does the Coors commercials.
Does he?
Does he?
I believe so.
Oh. Learn something new every day.
Who is the guy that does the Dos Equis commercial? There's a bazillion memes with him.
That is the most interesting man in the world.
Oh, yeah. He is the most interesting
man. So interesting, we don't know his name.
We don't know his name.
We don't know
anything about him. He's just very interesting.
Is he the one that always has the hot chicks around him?
He always has the hot chicks and the Dos Equis. Yeah.
Okay.
And he says, you know, I'm not always carrying. Oh, yes, I am. You know, whatever.
Okay.
whatever the meme of the day is. He's got to be the most memed person out there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
So Michigan's decided that, I'm hoping that this actually goes through. This would be great. So they would be, I think this year, they've already had three or four states do constitutional carry. New Hampshire was one of them. And so it would be nice to see another one go. Let's see.
And Rhode Island will be an outlier, so we'll have to get in line because of the mom's logic is, we're one of the outliers in concealed carry in schools, so let's apply the logic across the board.
Okay, so here we go. It's New Hampshire first this year, and then on February 22nd, North Dakota followed suit. Now Michigan is looking to make the same change. It is currently legal in the state of Michigan for a law-abiding person to openly carry a firearm on their person without any training classes, fees, or state bureaucracy. Amen. It only becomes illegal when a person puts a coat on because the gun then becomes concealed. Our Second Amendment should not be used as a money grab for permit fees.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
Well, I think the majority of states actually are now constitutional carry.
Majority of states?
I think so. I'll have to research that.
I don't know about that.
There's a
lot of
them.
You're going to have to come back next week and give us that information,
Richard. If my wife is listening, I'll ask.
Donna?
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know, and I will look in my freezer. I'm sure I've got a couple of pounds of venison that I can put on the table if you allow the lovely Sig Sauer to come back for a repeat with that information that we need. I'm going to give you a homework assignment, okay?
Okay. Find out how many states allow
constitutional
carry. Got it.
Yep. I want it state by state in alphabetical order and copies.
Now you're really pushing the limits.
Awesome. Crystal, you're the best, man. I love
you. Yeah, good job.
Now, I love you guys, too.
Are you back next week, right?
I believe I am.
Yes. Uh-huh. So excited. Yay. Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Sig Sauer.
Next week I'll wear a sweatshirt. Yes. And remember, folks, if you're flying the flag on tomorrow, you have to keep it at half staff until noontime.
Yes. Happy Memorial Day Memorial Day weekend. And God bless all those that serve. Thank you for your service to our country. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks, Crystal. Thanks again. And we'll be back with more Lock, Stock, and Daria. Stick to Your Guns Radio next Sunday, 3 to 5. Have a great week.